It is Christmas Eve, and a family is gathering for Christmas dinner. Mary is so excited to see her four brothers, as is her son, Kevin. He hasn't seen his uncles in weeks. On the way there, Kevin and Mary discuss the dinner, and as children sometimes need reminding, Mary goes over some important manners for the dinner.
All right, Kevin, I know that dinner with your uncles can be quite draining, but remember, we must use our special manners when we're at the table with them. Do you remember some of those manners that we should use when we're having dinner with them?
I know. Don't burp at the table.
Kevin?
Or interrupt each other when talking.
Perfect, Kevin. Don't burp at the table. But what's more important is that you not interrupt your uncles when they are having their conversation, even though it can be a bit confusing.
But they interrupt each other.
Kevin?
All right. I know another special rule for the uncles is don't point out the differences in their story or point out that sometimes their story might seem a little bit strange.
Right. We should always use our best listening ears and not point out that they have different perspectives. Your uncles know a lot, especially about Christmas. But you're right. Sometimes they do disagree. It's because they see the same stories differently because they're different people. Do you promise not to be a smart aleck if they disagree?
Oh, okay.
Well, we're here. Will you get the gifts out of the back?
You should all know, Mary's brothers weren't just any four people. They're authors, religious authors. You might have heard of them before, widely published. Their names are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew loves to talk about Jewish history and genealogy. He's a classic book nerd. Mark focuses more on the action. This guy does not waste any time. Luke is different than those two. He's always telling stories of people on the fringes of society. And let's just say out of the four of them, he wrote the longest gospel. And then there's John, the family resident hippie, always talking about the mystery of God, logos, and all that.
Hey, Mary. Merry Christmas.
Hello, sister. I hope you had very safe travels and a pleasant drive.
Hello, little one.
Hey, Uncle Luke.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good.
That's great. Now, I want to know all about your life. How's school? Have you got any best friends? What's your favorite thing to color? Have you petted any dogs lately? How about cats? Turtles? Fish? Oh, you can't pet a fish. Well, what's your favorite Christmas carol? Gosh, I love kids.
You know, that's enough of this. Let's go. I'm hungry. Dinner's ready.
What's the rush, Mark?
Always in such a hurry.
All right. Now that we're seated, can we all pray?
That's a great idea. Prayer is great.
Wonderful idea, Mary. Let's bow our heads. Oh, mystical God, creator, redeemer, sustainer, three but one but three, the light and the darkness.
Thank you for your beautiful and diverse world, created for all people. Thank you for being with the poor, the oppressed, the foreigners, the immigrants, those that have diseases.
Dearest Heavenly Father Abraham.
Thank you for this food and your son Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. I'm really glad we could all hang out today.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, when Kevin and I were coming over tonight, I was telling Kevin how much you know about the Christmas story. Can you share some of those stories with us now?
Oh, yes, but where to start? Christmas is about Jesus, and Jesus did so much incredible stuff. Christmas is about when he was born, but who really wants to hear about that? I mean, there's so much more exciting things that he did. Baptized by John the Baptist, River Jordan, went on to do this amazing ministry. Like, which story would you like to hear about? Feeding of the multitudes? Would you like to hear about walking on water, calming the storm?
Well, I was really hoping to hear about the Christmas of Jesus' birth, But it sounds like you left it out. Maybe you don't want to talk about it.
Kevin?
Yeah, the Christmas story has shepherds in it, and Mary and Joseph, the wise men, and the angels. Did I already say shepherds?
No. Go. Why are people so obsessed with this where and how Jesus was born? He was a baby. He laid there. And as an adult, he did so much ministry. It doesn't really matter who he was related to or where he was born or how he was born. It matters what he did. Come on.
Maybe another day, Mark. Let's back up a little.
Did someone say back it up a little? Starting from the beginning, that's my specialty. Don't mind if I do. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankindness, and that light and that darkness has not yet overcome it.
Yeah, Uncle John, this does not feel like the Christmas story. You might have backed up too far. Do we really need to begin at the creation of the world?
Oh, but it is, and yes, you do. The true light that gives light to the world was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but yet his own did not receive him. But those who did, those who believed in his name, he gave them right to become children of God, children not born of natural descent or of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. He became the flesh and he made his dwelling among us. He was the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of glory and truth.
Yeah, Uncle John, I am 99% sure that is not the story of Jesus' birth. I insist there were shepherds in it and Mary was a little bit involved. And to be honest, you totally lost me.
Ah, but all those things are so human. God was cosmic and divine, beyond understanding. It's a good thing.
Yes, John, sure. But Jesus was human. That's important, too.
Here we go.
I agree with Matthew. Jesus' humanity is super important.
Jesus wasn't just any human. He was Jewish. He was Jewish because of who he was related to. Most people don't know the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Matthew, do you really need to tell them the story, the genealogy of everyone he was ever related to? We don't have all night, and Mary and Kevin are going to need to go home at some point. So just do me a favor. Just try to be concise.
Well, it's important. Jesus was related to some people who have a huge role in Jewish history. People overlooked that.
Well, just say that then. There you go.
These people were really overlooked, and you can read all about it in the first chapter of the gospel I wrote. That's the Gospel of Matthew, in case you were wondering. Here's a copy. It's the first book of the New Testament.
Matthew!
All right. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant with a child from the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Matthew. Oh, sorry, it won't happen again. Can I tell the story of how Mary found out she was pregnant with Jesus?
Oh, good idea, Luke.
I love this story.
But is it important?
Please, Uncle Mark.
Okay.
It's very important to know who Jesus' mother was. Her name was Mary, just like your mom. She had incredible faith and bravery. God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her and said,
"Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you."
What is behind a greeting like that?
Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will rule Jacob's house forever, no end, ever to his kingdom.
Then Joseph found out, and woo, Joseph did not know what to do. Joseph didn't want Mary to be hurt, so he was just going to quietly break up with Mary. But then an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, do not hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is of God. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth. And when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. God saves, because he will save his people from their sins.
Okay, I'll stay with Mary and name my son Jesus.
What a guy. Not at all like that evil King Herod. Now it gets really exciting because Jesus, Joseph, and Mary get visited by the wise men, my favorite part of the story. Then they have to flee to Egypt, just like their ancestors, because they are being hunted down by Herod when Jesus is just a few years old.
No, you missed the story of Jesus' birth, the barn, Jesus, the shepherds.
I got this, brothers. The boy wants shepherds. Let's give him shepherds. From the top.
Why do people only want to hear from Luke's gospel?
Because, Matthew, your gospel does not pick up again until Jesus is almost 2 years old. Okay, Luke, would you go on?
Oh, fine. Go on.
A decree was given by Emperor Augustus that everyone had to go to their own town to be registered. Joseph was from Bethlehem, so he and Mary had to go there.
Poor Mary. She had so far to travel, and she was so pregnant.
It's true. She and Joseph traveled a long way. And because everyone had to register, the inn was completely full. When they made it to Bethlehem, Mary gave birth in a barn, and Jesus' first bed was a manger.
We're getting to my favorite part of the story now, the wise men.
Not yet, Matthew. Right, Uncle Luke? The shepherds visited Jesus first, didn't they?
Yes. The shepherds were close, and they were told about Jesus' birth in a great way. They were sitting there watching their sheep, just like any other night, when all of a sudden an angel appeared and the glory of the Lord shone all around them.
Do not be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you are to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger.
Then suddenly more angels appeared and sang, "Glory to God in the highest, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth."
Now is it time for the wise men?
Not yet, Matthew.
You really are dragging this out, aren't you, Luke?
Of course I am. Have you met me? I'm the details guy, and all the characters in this are important. When the angels left, the shepherds were amazed. They looked at each other and said,
"Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves."
They left running, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about the child, and all who heard were impressed. Hey, Matthew, guess what time it is?
Really? Now? Mark, I know you're in a hurry to get this story finished, but is it okay if I tell the wise men's story, please?
Take it away, Matthew.
After Jesus was born, wise men came from the east all the way to Jerusalem, which was quite a long journey. They asked around Jerusalem,
"Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a pilgrimage to worship him."
Now, this was the time of King Herod's reign, and King Herod did not like to share power with anyone else. When King Herod heard that the wise men were asking to find Jesus to worship him, he became very scared that he would lose his power. So he called together all of the scholars and priests and scribes and asked them,
"Where is Jesus supposed to be born?"
They told him he was to be born in Bethlehem. So Herod asked the wise men to come to him. Then he lied about his true intentions.
"Go find this child. Leave no stone unturned. And as soon as you find him, send word and I'll join you at once in your worship."
So the wise men left, and the star continued to guide them. It stopped right over Jesus' house. The wise men were overwhelmed with joy. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I love how long they traveled to find Jesus. Wasn't Jesus about 2 years old when they found him?
Yes, he was, Mary. They were committed to finding him. They knew that Jesus was special, but unfortunately, King Herod was scared and jealous of Jesus. In a dream, the wise men were warned not to report back to Herod, so they worked out another route and left the territory without being seen and returned safely to their own country.
You know, I kind of hate to say it, but I think you guys are on to something. It is pretty amazing the way Jesus was born and the way his life began. Sometimes I wish I had included it in my gospel too. Don't you all?
I'm not allowed to say this, but I think it's weird how you guys were telling the same story, but the details you add are all so different.
Yes, but I know God wanted each of us to tell the story that God inspired in us. For me, it was the mystery and wonder of Jesus that inspires me.
We were writing to different people to let them know the good news that Jesus has to offer everyone.
Some people, like you, Kevin, needed the story of the shepherds. Others need who Jesus was, and others need what he did.
Absolutely, and even though sometimes I do wish that I had included the story of Jesus' birth in my gospel, I do know that God gave us each the important stories that God wanted us to tell.
Thanks for telling your stories. Mom, did I do a good job at not interrupting?
Yes, sweetie, you did great.
Speaking of manners, is it time for presents yet?
Imagine that, a family that disagrees over dinner about religion. I'm sure that has never happened before. As Kevin and Mary opened gifts, sang carols, and celebrated the birth of Jesus with their uncles, they appreciated and celebrated their differences. As they drove home that night, they were all considering what they had heard.
Kevin, what did you think about your uncle's stories tonight?
Well, without Uncle Luke, we wouldn't get to experience the story through Mary's perspective, or how the dirty shepherds were the first one to worship Jesus.
You really do love the shepherds. Why?
That's who I identify with, the man, the most in the story. I see myself as a dirty shepherd. I am smelly, and I also love shepherds.
Oh, Kevin, yes, you do smell sometimes. But I think each story is important in some way or another. Two, Uncle John is right. It is important for us to know the mystery and the majesty of Jesus.
Uncle Matthew is also right. It is good for us to know who Jesus is and who he was and where he came from.
Yes, and you know, Uncle Mark is right, too. Jesus' ministry is important. Who he became and how he died for us, those are the reasons we believe in him and why he inspires us so.
So Kevin and Mary drove home inspired by the stories of the uncles. May we not forget Jesus' humble beginnings, shepherds and all, or forget that even Jesus, he was related to a lot of important people, experienced a difficult life, that his parents had to flee. Jesus was born and lived and died because God loves us all. In ways we can't comprehend, God had inspired through us our perspectives and experiences. Live with that inspiration. Thanks be to God.
Now please turn to your green sheet again, and we will sing the whole song.